Leftists blame white women for red state midterm losses. By Christina Wong on November 8, 2018. Leftists on Wednesday blamed white women for high-profile Democrat midterm losses, despite those candidates running in red states. Egyptian-American journalist Mona El-Tahawi tweeted Wednesday, "White women, foot soldiers of the patriarchy." Along with what percentage of white women had voted for GOP Georgia gubernatorial candidate Brian Kemp, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and Florida gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis. She also tweeted screenshots of the percentages, which were broken down by race and gender. According to the results, 76% of white women in Georgia voted for Kemp, versus 24% for Democrat candidate Stacey Abrams. In Texas, 59% of white women voted for Cruz versus 39% for Representative Beto O'Rourke. In Florida, it was much tighter, with 51% voting for DeSantis, and 49% voting for his opponent Andrew Gillum. In contrast, an overwhelming majority of black men and women voted for Abrams, O'Rourke, and Gillum. Abrams and Gillum are black, while O'Rourke is white. There was, however, no mention that Georgia, Texas, and Florida are red states that overwhelmingly voted Republican in the 2016 presidential race. There was also no mention that Cruz is actually Latino. El-Tahawi tweeted that white women were voting GOP against their own interests in allying with white supremacist patriarchy. They are loyal to the party, even if political moderates and those who identify as progressive left have concluded that GOP doesn't respect women's voices and bodies. She asserted, despite the numerous liberal Hollywood and media figures who have been taken down by the hashtag MeToo movement. She was not alone in attacking white women for their disappointing losses in red states. Some white women attacked other white women. And white men also attacked white women. Even women on the left who tried to argue that not all white women are bigots were attacked. The conversation left some pointing out the inherent racism in leftists assuming one should vote by their race. Turning points. Candace Owens, who has fought against the idea that one must vote Democrat if they are black and that black voters should not be taken for granted, celebrated Gillum's loss. "You win with better ideas. Not blacker skin," she tweeted.